ballots are in for the French presidential runoffs, and the top two contenders go into another ballot to be held on April 24. President Macron led the field with over 27% of the vote, and Marine Le Pen edged out the far-left Jean-Luc Mélenchon for second place. This means, again, we'll see a contest between Macron and Le Pen, but this time the polls are virtually neck and neck. I asked Dr. Ben Welling, senior lecturer in politics at Monash University, how the next vote would go.
What happens next in French presidential election is that the top two go into a runoff. And as in 2017, it will be Emmanuel Macron versus Marine Le Pen. And what happened in 2017 was a kind of a resounding victory for Emmanuel Macron. He was new. He was untested. He was at the head of a new movement, not exactly a party at that time, but a movement. And I think voters were willing to give him a try. Now, of course, he's been in as president for 5 years, and Marine Le Pen has made some significant gains in this first round of voting to come in second, only 4 points behind. So as they go into this election, the opinion polls are putting 51% for Macron and 49% for Marine Le Pen.
So it's very, very close. The third candidate, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, is it? He got 21.7, so he's pretty close to Marine Le Pen, but he's sort of far left. So is it feasible that all his support would go to her?
Well, this is so you're right. I mean, this again differs from 2017, that Jean-Luc Mélenchon has come in third place, not very far behind. And he advised his supporters they should give not one vote to Marine Le Pen, because the fear is that you would have a far-right president of France, which would be a pretty significant and retrograde development. What happens with the support for the National Rally, which is Marine Le Pen's party, is that it typically comes from disillusioned voters of the left. Right, so there's also a group of supporters, particularly in the south of France, but also in the north of France, in kind of post-industrial areas. So what Mélenchon is doing, he finds himself in a kind of unusual role of king or queenmaker in this particular constellation of votes. But he's trying to impress upon his supporters that they should not give their votes to Marine Le Pen. But we know that a lot of the supporters would be tempted to vote for Marine Le Pen. So it's quite possible that votes could shift from, if you like, the far left candidate to the far right candidate. And that's not as unusual as it sounds.
What's been the influence of Vladimir Putin in the background of all of this? There were some suggestions that he was supporting groups throughout Europe like Marine Le Pen's party. Is there any evidence of this that you could see?
He was very close with Marine Le Pen. I mean, there was a photograph of the two of them looking very friendly, shaking hands. That was taken down from the National Rally's website just after the invasion began. And I think initially Macron got some support, but Macron's attempts to negotiate peace, if you like, before the war happened, and the kind of shuttle diplomacy he engaged with, you know, and had to sit at the end of those sort of ludicrously long tables that Putin likes to sit at, backfired for him. There was seen to be a failure of French intelligence in the lead up to the war. The French didn't really take seriously, you know, unlike the Americans, who were saying the Russians are about to invade, and lots of people, the Ukrainians included, didn't want to believe that. And the French were on that side. And so I think Macron's attempts and the support he's been getting from his intelligence agencies have undermined his position, if you like, as a regional leader.
Traditionally, in France, we've expected a shootout between the socialists and the Republicans, and they've practically been eliminated from this contest, haven't they?
You're absolutely right. I mean, what one of the things that surprised observers in the 2017 election was that the Socialist Party and what was then known as the Republicans didn't make the final round of voting, and that went to Macron and Le Pen, just like this year. This year, the support for those two parties has completely collapsed. So, you know, to put that in perspective, that is like the Labour Party, the ALP, and the Liberal National Coalition disappearing from the electoral landscape of Australia. So, you know, both Le Pen and Macron in their own ways are populist politicians. They both say the old system is broken. Here's a new way of doing things. And I think Le Pen has stolen some support from the even further to the right Eric Zemmour, but also from voters who formerly would have voted Republican to put herself into this strong position now. And yes, the significance of the very, very poor showing of the Republicans and the socialists is very significant.
Dr. Ben Welling, Senior Lecturer in Politics at Monash University, speaking with me there. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire around Australia on the Community Radio Network.